这一节我们继续来看《以斯拉记》第七章。
We're going to continue to study Ezra chapter 7.
第一章到第六章是重建圣殿完成这个工程。
So the completion of the rebuilding of the temple was described from chapter 1 to 6.
那这一段历史跟我们幕后真教会重建使徒教会的历史是一样的。
And so the historical recording of the rebuilding of the temple is the same as how we will rebuild the church today.
看如果那最后如果有时间的话，会来将我们真教会的历史跟这一段历史做一个对照。
If at the end of this class we still have some time remaining, I will use the history of our church to make a comparison.
那我们先把第七章以斯拉记最后七章到第十章，这个是以斯拉回国来复兴以色列人的信仰。
And so from chapter 7 to chapter 10, it records how the faith of the Israelites were revived.
第七章开始这个第一节到第六节介绍这个以斯拉的身世。
So chapter 7 verses 1 to 6 describe the background information on the person Ezra.
他是亚伦的后裔。
He is one of the descendants of Aaron.
所以他是做祭司的。
And so he belongs to the priestly line.
现在我们看第六节。
And read verse 6.
说这个以斯拉从巴比伦上来，他是敏捷的文士，通达主以色列神所赐摩西的律法书。
It says that this Ezra came up from Babylon. He was a teacher well-versed in the law of Moses.
这个是他做祭司，并且是对神的律法书很通达。
He was both a priest and someone who was well-versed in the law of Moses.
而且是一个很敏捷，也就是很好的文士。文士就是教导人学习圣经的人。
He was also a very sharp scribe or a teacher who taught the word of the law to the people.
所以神就感动他要回到耶路撒冷去。
And so God moved his heart to return to the land of Jerusalem.
因为他具备这样的条件。
Because he was equipped with these attributes.
可以来完成神所要他做的工作。
He had the attributes to complete God's work.
所以以斯拉呢就起了这样的心意。
And so Ezra had this desire.
先看这个第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
以斯拉定制考究遵行神的律法，并将律例典章教训以色列人。
For Ezra had devoted himself to the study and observance of the law of the Lord and to teaching its decrees and laws in Israel.
为什么以斯拉会有这样的定制？
Why was it that Ezra has had this determination?
我们已经从第一章看到，这个是神，神都会在人的心中动工。
We had already learned about this in chapter 1 because God is able to move the hearts of men.
凡是被神拣选的器皿，神一定会在他心中运行，让他立志来完成神的旨意。
If you are a vessel chosen by God, God will move your heart so that you will make a determination to serve Him.
这也是我们应该要常常去省察的。
And so this is something we need to examine in ourselves as well.
我们的定志是从哪里来的？
Where did our determination come from?
如果你感觉到说是从神来的，那你就要靠着信心去完成。
If you find that your determination came from God, then you need to complete the task by faith.
所以神让以斯拉有这样的定志。
And so Ezra was moved by God to have this determination.
所以看下面就会看到神施恩的手一路带领他。
We can see later that the merciful hand of God was guiding him all the way.
所以以斯拉就向王请求。
And so Ezra asked of the king
要回耶路撒冷来,
to return to the land, to return to the city of Jerusalem.
所以在第六节的下半说, 王啊, 允准他一切所求的。
And in verse 6, it says that the king granted what he requested. 哦,
是因为神的手啊, 帮助他。
Because the hand of the Lord, his God, was on him.
啊, 下面是记载他在王的第七年五月, 啊。
And it records that it was during the seventh year of the king
回到耶路撒冷的
that he returned to Jerusalem.
出发呢是在正月初一的时候就开始准备出发。
He departed on the first day of the first month.
经过四个月的路程，五月初一就到了耶路撒冷。
After 4 months of traveling, he arrived on the first day of the fifth month.
好，那下面就记载这个过程。
And what came later recorded what happened.
十一节以下就记载这个过程。
So from verse 11 onwards, it records what happened next.
让我们看第十一节。
Verse 11.
十一节看神怎么样神的手怎么样带领以斯拉回到耶路撒冷。
We can see how the hand of God guided Ezra in his return to Jerusalem.
这里说王赐给他谕旨。
Here says that the king granted him a royal letter.
这个王的谕旨呢，就是神的旨意。
And this decree was written according to the will of God.
这个谕旨里头非常重要。这个是我们看几个重点。
And this decree is very important.
就是要以斯拉回到耶路撒冷去。
This decree commanded Ezra to return to Jerusalem.
第十三节说，凡甘心上耶路撒冷去的，他降旨可以跟以斯拉同行。
In verse 13, it says that whoever wished to go to Jerusalem with Ezra may go.
那这个第一章我们知道了，凡被神的灵激动的，都一起跟他们一起回来。所以这个都是。甘心的，凡被神的灵感动的，一定是甘心的。
In chapter 1, it also said that whoever was moved, was willing to go to return.
好，那第十四节这个。
In verse 14.
这里说，照你手中神的律法书，查问犹大和耶路撒冷的境况。
It says that you are sent by the king and his seven advisors to inquire about Judah and Jerusalem with regard to the law of your God.
因为这一次回来的主要目的就是这个。
The main purpose of his returning this time is to do this.
复兴啊，百姓的信仰。
That is to revive the faith of the people.
那百姓的信仰是要根据摩西的律法。
And the faith of the people was to be built upon the law of Moses.
所以说，按照你手中神的律法书去查问，看看现在在耶路撒冷的这些犹大人他们的信仰情况，跟摩西书上所写的有一样不一样。
So that is why it says that they were sent to inquire about.Judah and Jerusalem with their regard of how much they have been following the law of Moses.
所以今天我们要查看自己信仰的情况，一定要根据圣经。
And so today, as we examine our faith, we need to examine it by comparing it to the Bible.
我们的信心，我们的热心，我们的侍奉，一定要根据圣经。
We need to examine our faith, our zeal, and our service according to the standards of the Bible.
这个是很重要的。
Because this is very important.
说要查问了解一个人信仰的状况，一定要根据圣经。
So if you want to inquire of the state of someone's faith, we need to evaluate it according to the standards of the Bible.
今天是圣灵在带领我们。
Today the Holy Spirit guides us.
圣灵要带领我们明白一切的真理。
The Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth.
当圣灵带领我们做任何事情的时候。
When the Holy Spirit guides us in doing a certain task,
一定首先会让我们知道圣经。
It will first allow us to understand what the Bible says.
我们做什么都有圣经的根据。
No matter what we do, we have a spiritual foundation on the Bible.
为什么这样做？哎，圣经这样记载。
We would do a certain thing a certain way because of what the Bible says.
所以我们信仰的生活就以圣经为为主。
And so we should base our spiritual life upon the Bible.
所以要了解这个信仰的状况。
And in order to understand the state of our faith,
根据神的话,
according to the Word of God,
到每一个教会去看啊，这个教会啊，我状况怎么样？
And I often do this whenever I visit different churches.
一定是根据圣经的来对照。
And we can inquire of the different churches according to the standards of the Bible.
这样才会正确。
And that is the only correct way.
不是看用人的外貌去看。
We should not evaluate someone according to their appearance.
也不是按照人心中所想的去看。
We should also not evaluate someone by the thoughts in their hearts.
那个是不一定正确的。
Or thoughts in our hearts, because our thoughts are not completely
correct. 所以这里特别交代，就是要按照你手中的律法书去查问，看看耶路撒冷犹大人信仰状况怎么样。
That is why Ezra was commanded to inquire of the faith of the people in the land by the standards in the law of Moses.
那我想，今天也是我们个人的信仰啊，要用圣经来查，来对照。
And today, to examine our own faith, we also need to examine it according to the standards of the Bible.
按照我们家庭、我们的教会都一样。
We should do the same on our family, on our church.
然后呢，第十五节以下就是带所有的金银回去。
From verse 15 onwards, it records how they brought silver and gold back to the land.
有很多是甘心奉献的。
Many ofAnd it was offered as a free will offering.
十六节是他在巴比伦那边所积蓄的啊，积蓄的。
And together with the silver and gold that they had obtained in the province of Babylon in verse 16.
所有的全部都要带回去。
All this they needed to bring back to Jerusalem.
那这些金钱回去怎么用
？And how should they use this money？
第十七节说。
In verse 17.
先要用在神殿的需要。
They should first spend this money on things required at the temple.
就要献给神的。
That is the offerings that they needed to offer to God.
先求神国神义。
So in everything we see God's will first.
我们一切要用一定先是给神的要先。
So we should have this heart of giving the first thing to God.
所以保罗说七日的第一日，你们该奉献的十分之一就要拿出来。
And so that's why Paul said that in the 7 days, on the first day already, you should set aside money for the tithe.
那剩下的呢？十八节
In verse 18.
是剩下的，你和你的弟兄看怎么好，就怎么用。
And says, you and your brother Jews may then do whatever seems best with the rest of the silver and gold.
那怎么好？
In what way would it seem good?
要遵守这个原则，总要遵着你神的旨意。
What is deemed good is the thing that is most in accordance with the will of God.
可以自由去使用，但是呢，要按照神的旨意。
It means that they may freely use the money, but they needed to use it according to the will of God.
我想今天是我们个人在用钱，教会在用钱，都根据这个原则。
We should also apply the same principle as we spend our own money or as we spend the church's money.
那就不会错了。
If we can follow this principle, we will do no wrong.
那十九节是要把所有的器皿都要放在神的殿中。
In verse 19, it says that to deliver all the articles to the temple of God.
要归神。
The temple of God belongs to God.
我们的器皿是什么？
What are the articles?
保罗说要将你们的身体献上，当作活祭来侍奉神。
Paul said you should offer up your bodies as living sacrifice.
保罗说我们没有一个人在为自己活，我们的活就是为主，死也是为主。
Paul also says, we no longer live for ourselves, but for Christ. who died for us.
今天我们这个器皿是要交在神的殿中。
And so we are the vessels that should be placed in the temple of God.
我们一切所行的就是侍奉神，荣耀神。
And all that we do in our lives are to be done to serve God and glorify God.
保罗在哥林多前书第十章所说的。
Just as Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
说你们无论做什么，或吃或喝，或是任何的事情，都要为荣耀神而行。
It says that no matter what you do, eating or drinking, you must do everything to the glory of God.
看二十节。
In verse 20.
二十节是说你神殿里面都还有需要用的经费，可以从王的苦库里头支取。
It says that if you need anything else for the temple, you may obtain it from the royal treasury.
这个是所带回去的不够用，可以从王的苦库里面支取。
It means that if they had any other needs, they could obtain it from the king's treasury.
那么二十一节说他又降旨给那河西的一些库官。
In verse 21, it says that the further order the treasurers of Trans-Euphrates.
就是说文士以斯拉无论向你们要什么，你们都要速速的备办。
The order was for them to accept Ezra's request for money.
无论向你们要什么。
No matter what Ezra asked of them, they were to provide.
都要速速的备办。
They were to provide it immediately to him.
下面说要到什么样的程度。
And in verse 22, it gives the extent of their help.
这个是相当大的数目啊。
We can see that there's a large amount of things that they needed to.
达到这样的数目
，cannot refuse.
一样都要给。
It means that even if Ezra requested a large amount of things, they needed to supply it to him.
一定让以斯拉回去所要做的一切事情不会有困难，有缺欠。
So that upon returning to Jerusalem, Ezra would not meet any obstacle as he carried out his work.
23节说，凡天上之神所吩咐的，当为天上神的殿详细办理。
In verse 23, it says, whatever the God of heaven has prescribed, let it be done with diligence for the temple of God of heaven.
为何使愤怒临到王和王众主的国呢？
Why? Because why should there be any wrath against the realm of the king and his sons?
这个王呢，很敬畏神。
So we can see that this king feared God.
所以天上神所吩咐的一定要详细办理。
That is why he carefully carried out the requests of the God in heaven.
二十四节说，在吩咐啊，所有这些侍奉神的人不可以扣税。
In verse 24, it also says that for those who serve the Lord should not be imposed on taxes.
那我在想，有一些基督教国家对牧师啊不扣税，可能可看到这个地方。
I believe that the reason why many Christian countries do not collect taxes from ministers is based on this verse.
这样的国家，神会祝福的。
And I believe that God especially blessed these countries.
二十五节。
In verse 25,
这个是说以斯拉要照你神赐给你的智慧，将所有明白你神立法的人立为士师、审判官，治理河西的百姓，使他们教训一切不明白立法的人。
Verse 25 it says, "And you, Ezra, in accordance with the wisdom of your God, which you possess, appoint magistrates and judges to administer justice to all the people of Trans-Euphrates, all who know." The laws of your God.
这个也是这一次回来主要的目的啊。
This is also the goal of Ezra's returning.
所以要以斯拉照着神给的智慧来完成这个工作。
That is to complete the task by relying on the wisdom that God has given Ezra.
所以我们不用担心，因为不是照我们的智慧。
So we should not be afraid because we do not do things according to our own wisdom.
神要我们去完成的工作呢，不是用我们的智慧，不是的。
If God wants us to complete a task, we do not need to use our own wisdom.
是用神所赐给我们的智慧。
We can use the wisdom that God has given us.
神要我们做，他一定会给我们恩赐。
And if God is willing for us to do, if God wants us to do the task, He will give us the wisdom.
神不会要求说我们办不到的事情。
God will not require of us things that we cannot accomplish.
人往往会。
Men often do.
因为他不了解我们有多少能力。
Because they do not know how much abilities we have.
但是我们的神他最了解。
But our God understands best.
所以圣经上说，神不会让我们有担当不起的事情。
That is also why the Bible says that God will not let us suffer beyond what we can bear.
所以我们很放心。
And so we should rest assured.
因为主耶稣说，我的轭是容易的，我的担是轻省。
That is why Jesus said, my yoke is light.
所以我很放心来跟随他。
So we can freely give ourselves up to follow him.
因为我在世上已经挑重担，挑了我都快挑不起了。
Because we have already borne enough heavy burden in this world that we can no longer.
那感谢神呢，重担交给主，我们来担主的担，负主的轭是容易又轻省。
So praise God, today we can give up our burden to God and we can carry this easy yoke with him.
感谢神呢，让我这样跟随主啊，就容易又轻省，很快乐。
And so praise God, I personally feel very light as I follow Christ.
所以今天我们只要按照神给的来服侍神。
So today, as we serve God, we only need to serve him with what he has given us.
就没有困难，也没有重担。
Then we will not feel any difficulties and any burdens.
所以圣经上以赛亚书里面说，奔跑啊，不疲乏。
That's why in the book of Isaiah it says that we will run and not be weary.
永远不会疲倦的。
We will not be weary or worn out.
而且是越来越有力量，如鹰展翅上腾。
And we will gain strength upon strength. We will be like eagles soaring up high into the sky.
越侍奉越甘甜的。
And the more we serve God, the more we taste the sweetness in serving Him.
感谢神。
Thank God.
我服侍神到现在大概进入70岁，也是40年。
From the time I started serving God until now, it's been about 40 years, and I'm about 70 years old.
那我所期待的就是如鹰展翅上腾，在天上飞。
What I really look forward to is to fly high like the eagles in the heavens.
只要把翅膀张开就可以了。
I feel that as long as I hold out my wings, I can fly.
随着神的气流啊。飘啊飘，飘啊飘，飘到哪里去都很快乐啊
！And I can happily, joyfully fly with the wind of God.
如果到地上来，翅膀就要动。
If we come closer to the ground, then the eagle would have to flap his wings harder.
那就很辛苦。
And so it is more tiresome.
如果上腾到天上就很快乐。
But if we can soar high into the skies, it would be easy to fly.
像保罗所说的。
Just as Paul said,
说无论在什么情况下，我都已经学会了。
In all circumstances, I have learned.
自由自在。
To be free.
不管什么样的环境。
No matter what situation I am in.
自由自在。
I feel free.
因为他靠主大大的喜乐。
Because I can rejoice.
我开始很羡慕他，所以我想要。能够学习他这样子。
And because I really envy him, and so I would like to learn this lesson as well.
感谢神呢，我想说，70岁应该有这样的自由了。
And praise and thank God, I believe by the age of 70, I have this freedom.
所以我想到孔夫子也达到这样的地步。
So I remember the person Confucius also achieved something similar to this.
他到70岁的时候啊。随心所欲不逾矩。
When he was 70 years old, he could do whatever he wished.
那就是一个真自由的人。
And without doing anything wrong, and this is a person who is truly, truly free.
他已经好像进了太空轨道。
It was as if he entered a teleport.
进太空轨道就是这样。
Or an orbit.
挺轻松的啊。
You could fly weightlessly.
还没有进到的时候，哇，都要用力。
So before you enter into an orbit, it requires a lot of energy.
所以圣经上说啊。
So the Bible says.
从神生的就不犯罪。
Whoever is born of God does not sin.
因为神的道在他心中。
Because the word of God is inside him.
进入轨道，心已经进入轨道。
Having the word of God in our heart means is the same as flying in on an orbit.
永远就是在轨道上运行的。
And you can continue to fly in the same course.
随心所欲不逾矩。
Freely and weightlessly.
感谢神，这个是我们属灵的人应该是很容易的。
Praise God, this is something that a spiritual person should be able to do easily.
孔夫子70岁才达到这样的程度。
The person Confucius only felt that he was in this state when he was 70 years old.
但今天呢，凡从神生的，有神的道在心里，就可以达到。
But today, at any age, whoever believes, whoever is born of God by following the word of God can achieve that state.
所以我们应该要好好的能够做神的儿子。
And so we should focus our mind to be true children of God.
神的儿子像飞鹰。他是属天的，地心对他没有吸引力。
If we were children of God, we could be like the eagle who defies gravity.
所以以色列回来要教导这些百姓，把律法呢，来教导他们明白神的律法，走在神的道中，那就会享受神儿子的福气。
So Ezra returned to Jerusalem to teach the children of the Israelites to have the word of God in their heart and to walk on the righteous path.
那以斯拉这里，现在我们看第27节。
Let's turn to verse 27.
以斯拉回来的时候，感谢神。
Upon his returning, he praised God.
他说我们列祖神是应当称颂的，因他使王起这心意，修饰耶路撒冷。神的殿。
He said, the Lord God of our fathers is worthy to be praised because he has put it into the king's heart to bring honor to the house of God.
又在王和摩士并大能的军长面前施恩于我。
Furthermore, he has extended his good favor to me before the king and his advisors.
因主我神的手帮助我，我就得以坚强，从以色列中召聚首领与我一同上来。
Because the hand of the Lord my God was on me, I took courage and gathered leading men from Israel to go up with me.
你看，这一切的一切都是神在带领他。
We can see that in all things God was leading him.
第八章就是记载跟他一同回来的这些同工。
In chapter 8, it records the people that returned with him, his co-workers.
第一节到第十四节就记载这些一同回来，那当时甘心呢，这也是神的灵感动跟以色列一同回来的人。
This is a record of the people that volunteered to return with Ezra because they were also moved by God.
好，那么在看十五节
，verse 15。
十五节说，我召集这些人，在流入亚哈瓦的河边。
It says, I assembled them at the canal that flows toward Ahava.
以色列这个人做事情非常的细心。
We can see that Ezra is a very person who paid attention to details.
每一个人，每一个回来的人，他都很很了解。
He knew everyone who returned with him well.
他要看他的队伍是齐全不齐全。
He wanted to examine his troop to see if they were complete or not.
他点名之后发现说，缺少利未人。
So after he named off the people that returned with him, he noticed that he did not have Levites with him.
他花三天的时间去点名查详细的查。
He found out about this fact after having camped there for 3 days and examining the people.
不是一大堆人，还好了来了就集合就走了，不是这样。
He did not do this in a very hasty manner.
详细一个一个查。
But he did this in detail.
然后他看到，怎么，没有利未人。
And so he found no Levites there.
所以他就开始召集一些首领要找利未人来。
So he gathered up the heads of tribes to find some Levites.
因为利未人很重要。
Because the Levites were important.
在圣殿呢，服侍的这些工人很重要。
There were the important workers that served in the temple.
而且这些利未人要帮助以斯拉来教导百姓的。
And the Levites were the ones that would help Ezra to teach the people.
所以他就赶快去寻找。
And so he quickly went about to find Levites.
17节说就打发他们去，哦，那几个人去，去找。
It says that he sent certain people to find Levites.
说要为我们神的殿带使用的人来。
For the purpose of bringing someone they could use in the house of God.
神殿的用人。
In other words, the Levites were the attendants in the house of God.
啊，结果呢，十八节说，蒙我们神施恩的手帮助我们，他们在以色列的曾孙呢，利未的孙子，啊，摩利的后裔中带一个通达人来。
So in verse 18 it says, by the gracious hand of our God, they brought us Sherebiah, a capable man from the descendants of Levi.
我们要找人，是不是？哇，我去找，其实是神施恩的手帮助我们找到了这样的人。
When we have found someone good, we should not say that we have found them, but that we should say that the gracious hand of God has found him or them for us.
不是用我们人的意思去找。
We should not find workers according to our own will.
不是用我们人的关系去找。
We should not find workers for God according to our relations.
你看，这个是神施恩的手帮助带领他们去找到这样的人。
But rather, we find these workers by the gracious hand of God.
到这个通达人还有其他的这些他们众弟兄啊，一共有十八人。
And so they found capable men, altogether 18 in number.
啊，另外又找到了二十人，一共有二十人。
They further found 20 more men.
那二到二十节这里说。
And in verse 20 it says,
包括尼提连，这个都是神殿的用人啊，利未人跟尼提连都是神殿的用人。
And so they found these attendants or servants at the temple.
哦，找到了220人。
They found 220.
都是按名指定的。
They were all personally appointed.
按名指定就是神所拣选的。
And they were all registered by name, meaning that God chose them.
在这个神的这个谱系里面是有名字的。
And all these people had their names recorded in God's genealogy.
现在我们也是一样。
Today it is the same with us.
我们的谱系上面呢是那个是生命册。
We hope that our genealogy will appear in the book of life.
生命册上有名字。
We know that the book of life has names on it.
我们现在不知道。
We don't know whose names are there.
到底谁的名字在上面。
We do not know whose names are in the book of life.
那已经在这里的看得见的知道了。
For those of us who are here, we know that our names are there.
可是还有，在这个名字在上面，可是人还在外面流浪。
But there are others whose names are in the book of life, but they're outside.
那怎么办？
What should we do?
要去找。
We need to go and find them.
哎，把他找来。哎，你的名字在这里，看，找到了，找到了，找到了。
And we need to go and find them and match your names to the names in the book of life.
保罗说，最后啊，这个外邦人的数目要填满。
Paul said that at the end time, the numbers of the Gentiles will be filled.
那什么叫填满？
What does it mean to be filled?
他名字就在这里啊。
It means that there are certain numbers in the book of life.
哇，都到齐了嘛。
And when everyone has arrived,
最后一个到齐了，点名最后一个，哟，哇。
When the last person says, "Here I am,"
我们工作就结束了。
Our work is complete.
就要看主耶稣要出现了。
And then it will be time for us to wait for the second coming of Christ. And this is how we should carry out our work today.
神殿的这些服事的人呢，一个不要去，找，把他找来。
We should find a complete number of workers for the temple of God.
按名指定。
And we should find them. We should find them by name.
这个就是我们要做的工作。
And this is the work we need to do.
今天我们都是按名指定，所以神把你找来了。
Today, I believe all of you have been called individually by name.
好，那接下来就说他们怎么回来。
And then later, it describes how they returned.
回来的这个过程。
The process of returning.
好，回来的过程呢，很感动人。我们看二十一节。
So verse 21.
说那个时候啊，以斯拉先在河边那里宣告禁食。
Says that there by the Ahava canal, I proclaim a fast.
哦，在神面前刻苦己心。
So that we might humble ourselves before God.
求他使我们和妇人孩子并一切所有的多得平安的道路。
And ask him for a safe journey for us and our children with all our possessions.
22节说。
Verse 22.
说我可以求王拨步兵马兵帮助我们。
It says, I was ashamed to ask the king for soldiers and horsemen to protect us.
但是他觉得这样不能荣耀神。
But he believed that that would not glorify God.
因为曾经对王见证说，我们神施恩的时候必帮助一切寻求他的人。
He was ashamed to ask because he believed it would not glorify God because he had once told the king the gracious hand of our God is on everyone who looks to him.
这个今天就是我们的见证。
It should be our testimony too today.
我们对慕道者是这样讲的。
And this is what we should say to our truth seekers.
不要忘记啊。
Do not forget.
以色列没有忘记。
Ezra did not forget.
他曾经对王讲过这个话。
He once said these words to the king.
不能随便做见证嘛。
And he could not very carelessly give a different testimony.
主耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你们。
And the Lord Jesus said, truly, truly, I say to you.
主耶稣说，我们的见证是我们知道的，我们看到的。
And he said that what we testify of is what we have seen and what we have heard.
这个见证都是真的。
And all the testimonies are true.
今天我们真教会的信徒不能做假见证。
Today, as true believers in a true church, we should not bear false testimonies.
我们为主耶稣做真的见证。
We should bear true testimony for Christ.
但是这个真的见证啊，我们不要忘记。
But if we have a true testimony, we should not forget.
我们要有真的信心。
We should have a true faith.
不是单单讲给人听。
We should not just tell our faith to others.
像保罗对提摩太说。
Just as Paul said to Timothy.
你要谨慎自己和自己的教训。
You should hold fast to your belief and what you teach others.
这能救你自己，也救听你的人。
So that you may save yourselves as well as those who have heard your words.
所以今天呢，我们的见证。
So today, when we give testimony,
那么先要救我们自己。
We do it to save ourselves first.
所以有时候啊，传道讲道理也不容易。
So I feel that sometimes it's difficult for preachers to give a sermon.
我刚刚出来当传道的时候，
When I first became a preacher,
信心火很火热。
I had a very fervent faith.
讲话很有信心，火很大声。
I spoke very loudly and I was full of faith.
讲完的时候，神说：“真的吗？试看看。”
And after I spoke those words, and I would hear from God.Questioning whether what I said was true or not.
第一个受考验、受试验就是我。
So that was the first trial I had.
所以我就学会了保罗说要谨慎自己和自己的教训。
And so I learned the words of Paul that I should believe what I preach.
我要见证，我你办得到吗？你真做得到吗？
You should ask yourself whether the things that you preach to others can be done by yourself as well.
这是主耶稣要操练出来的。
And so this is a training from Jesus.
讲完了就开始了。
So after I spoke those words, the trials came.
所以开始的时候，哇，信心很坚强。
So when the trials came initially, I had a very strong faith.
讲完了就受操练。
I believe I underwent those trials because I had said those words.
那个时候我在台北在五年呢，都是在受操练。
At the time, I was serving in a church in Taipei, and I was under trials for the entire period.
那个时候跟我在一起的弟兄姐妹都知道我是一个很软弱的人。
At that time, all the brothers and sisters around me understood me as a person who was very weak.
那个时候人很瘦啊，又气喘。
At the time, I was very thin, and I also suffer from asthma.
讲话很大声。
But I spoke very loudly.
所以一直在受操练。
And because I was kind of boastful, so I underwent a lot of trials.
因为这样子，感谢神。
But thank God, because of those trials,
看到说神施恩的时候一直在带领我。
I was able to experience that the gracious hand of God was always with me.
让我对神的信心呢，能够永远不改变。
And so my faith towards God continue on without changing.
对自己的见证呢, 也不会忘记。
And also because of that, I never forgot my own testimony.
这点很重要。
This is very important.
那以斯拉就是按照自己对神的信心。
And so Ezra spoke these words according to his faith towards God.
专一靠神。
So he decided to rely on God entirely.
所以我们禁食祈求我们的神。
And so in verse 23 it says, We fasted and petitioned our God about this.
他就应允了我们。
And he answered our prayer.
神是信实的神。
God is a faithful God.
圣经上说, 神不会叫信靠他的人羞愧。
The Bible says that God will not cause those who trust in Him to suffer shame.
这一句话是支持我的，坚固我信心的一句话。
Those words were the ones that kept my faith firm.
信靠主的人，主不至于羞愧，不至于羞愧。
Those who trust in the Lord will not be ashamed.
有时候好像要羞愧了，说主啊，你会让我羞愧吗？
Sometimes we feel as if we're about to suffer shame. And then I would ask God, Are you willing for me to suffer shame?
主耶稣就害怕了。
And upon hearing this, Jesus would be afraid. Because this would be against what he had promised us.
主，你不会让我羞愧。
And so I firmly believe that he would not put me in shame.
果然，事情就成就了。
And sure enough, the thing was done accordingly.
这个是很有功效的。
And so I believe this type of prayer is very effective.
因为抓住神的应许,
because I held on to the promise of God.
那就是我们的信心。
That is our faith.
所以以斯拉抓住之后, 我们的神施恩的手必帮助一切寻求他的。
And that is also why Ezra said, The gracious hand of our God is on everyone who looks to him.
所以就宣布禁食祷告。
And so he proclaimed a fast.
得到神的应允。
And the Lord answered his prayer. And they returned safely.
那以斯拉办事情是非常细心的。We
see that Ezra is a very detail-oriented person.
在24节到30这一段就是把重要的神殿的这些事情呢工作呢交代得很清楚。
So from verses 24 to 26, it records 27. It records how he assigned the tasks in the temple.
再详细我们看就知道了。
We can study it further.
然后31节就是出发回来啊。
Verse 31 it says that they departed.
说神的手保佑我们，救我们脱离仇敌和路上埋伏之人的手。
It says, the hand of our God was on us, and he protected us from enemies and bandits along the way.
你看,在路程他们遇到危险,遇到仇敌,遇到那些强盗。
It says that during the journey, they encounter enemies and bandits along the way.
但是神的手保佑。
But the hand of God was with them.
很平安。
And so they were safe.
这个就是专一靠神。
So they rely on God completely.
就很平安，就32节就回到耶路撒冷来。
And so they arrived in Jerusalem in verse 32 safely.
先安定下来，住了3天。
They first rested for 3 days.
然后第四天就把圣殿的这些树木都安顿好。
And on the fourth day, according to the weights of the silver and gold, they put the articles in place.
好，所有的事情都弄好了。
And so they arrange everything.
那现在就要开始办重要的事情。
And next, they needed to do something that's important.
要看看这个耶路撒冷那个到底他们的信仰怎么样。
They needed to examine the faith of the people in Jerusalem.
第九章就是这个信仰的状况。
And chapter 9 describes the state of the faith there.
所以那些跟以斯拉回来的那些首领，他们就出去去查问了，去查看了。And
so the leaders that came with Ezra went out to survey the city.
然后就回来报告。And
they reported to him.
哦，他怎么说呢？
What did they say?
说以色列民和祭司并立位人没有离绝迦南人、赫人、比利洗人、耶布斯人、亚门人、亚摩利亚人、埃及人。 啊，亚摩利人仍旧效法这些国民行可憎的事。
It says the people of Israel, including the priests and the Levites, have not kept themselves separate from the neighboring peoples, etc. And they have taken some of their daughters as wives for themselves and their sons.
因为啊，跟他们结亲。
Because they intermarried with the locals.
所以这个很严重的影响到这个圣洁的种类。
And so the holy race was severely affected.
这个纯种的选民呢，变成杂种的。
And so the holy race became a mingled race.
哇，这个是很严重的事情。
And so this is a very severe thing.
好，而且呢，首领、官长和这些是他们是罪魁。
And what's worse is that the leaders and the officials were the leaders in this unfaithfulness.
从领导者做起。带领这样违反摩西的律法。
And so it was the leaders that led the people away from the law of Moses.
对，第三节说啊，以色列一听见这个事情，就撕裂衣服和外袍，拔了头发，还有胡须，惊惧忧闷而坐。
Verse 3 says, when Ezra heard this, he tore his tunic and cloak, pulled out his hair from his head and beard, and sat down.
他说：“凡为以色列神言语战惊的，都因为这被掳归回之人所犯的罪，聚集到我这里来。”
And so everyone who trembled at the words of the God of Israel gathered around Ezra, and became because of this unfaithfulness of the exiles.
啊，以色列就跟他们一起啊，哇，大家都很惊惧忧闷而坐，一直到献晚祭的时候。
And so everyone sat around together, appalled.Until the evening.
这个事情这么严重，怎么做？
And so they were shocked by the severity of the problem in Jerusalem.
从首领、祭司，这些带领全体，大家都一样，大家都是这样。
They did not know what to do because the leaders had led the people into this wrongdoing, and everyone was doing the same things.
所以是他说，哇，真可怕，这个怎么办？
And so it was a terrifying thing for Ezra to see, and so he did not know what to do.
他不知道怎么办。
So he did not know what to do.
但是呢，他起来祷告，看第五节。
But in verse 5 it says that he rose up to pray.
献晚祭的时候就是晚祷的时间。
During the evening sacrifice, which in today's term means during
the evening prayer. 以色列就起来，心中忧闷，穿着撕裂的衣服啊，双膝跪下，向神举手祷告。
Here it says Ezra rose from his position and fell on his knees with his hands spread out to the Lord and prayed.
因为他是祭司啊，所以他代民代求，为民代求。
Because he was a priest, he prayed for the people.
这是为全百姓的罪啊，在跪在神的面前呢，认罪悔改。
So he repented.For the sins of the people by kneeling in front of God.
那到十五节，这个就是他祷告的啊，祷告文啊。
And from verse 6 to 15 records his prayer.
好，那这个祷告，我们再看他祷告的情形。
Let us read the content of his prayer.
第十章。
Chapter 10. Sorry.
第十章就祷告的果效。
Chapter 10 records the results of his prayer. 这
个以斯拉祷告了，认罪、哭泣、匍匐在神殿的前面的时候。
It says that when Ezra was praying and confessing, weeping and throwing himself down before the house of God.
首先被感动的是那些孩童。
The first group of people that were moved were the children.
那些孩童看到以斯拉在那里哭啊。
Many of them saw Ezra crying so bitterly.
哎，都跑过来了。
And they all ran to him.
跑过来。跟他一起哭啊
！And they began to weep bitterly with him.
小孩子的声音比较大。
And the voices of the children were louder.
一哭，这个声音就传得很远了。
And because they cried, the noise was carried far.
然后众民都来了。
And then all the multitudes came.
来一个哭一个。
And then so they came crying one by one.
哇，这个哭真的有功效。
And so you know, crying has great effects.
神。不会轻看我们的眼泪。
And God does not look down upon our tears.
最喜欢哭的就是大卫。
The person who likes to cry the most is King David.
大卫说神都用那个袋子 他眼泪啊掉下来他神都用袋子给他装起来。
King David once said that God holds every drop of our tears in a sack.
我们的眼泪在神面前不会白流的。
We will not shed our tears in vain in front of God.
流泪撒种必欢呼收割。
It is better to sow in tears than to reap in a harvest.
所以这个这些你看他们就是哭啊没有什么办法就是哭啊在神面前痛哭啊。
And because there was no other way, they just cried and cried in front of God.
那哭了之后呢你看效果就出来了。
After they cry, we see the results of their petition.
这个叫做释迦尼，释迦尼这个啊，这个人呢。
And so there came a person.
他就被感动了，神就感动他起来。
He was moved by God, and he arose.
这个应该是还是百姓的首领之一。
And he was one of the leaders of the people.
对以斯拉说，我们在这个地方啊，犯罪了。
And he said to Ezra, we have sinned here.
但是以色列人还有指望。
But there remains hope for it, Israel.
也就是说，只要我们悔改，神会怜悯。
As long as we repent, God will have mercy.
说现在当为我们的跟与我们的神立约，把这一些外邦的祭祖礼节修掉。
And so they requested to make a covenant with the Lord to get rid of all the Gentile women.
我们照着主我们神的命令在敬的人来跟他议定按照律法而行
and so they decided to do according to the law
所以就勉励以斯拉说你起来就是你当办的事我们必帮助你你当奋勉而行
and he encouraged Ezra to get up and because they would do he would support what Ezra was to do and he just take courage
这个是祷告出来的
And this is the result of prayer.
所以就得到帮助。
And so he received help.
以色列就起来了。
So Ezra arose.
就按照这样叫众人起誓，就按照你们所说的这样来办。
And so they took an oath in what they requested.
好，然后以色列就进到屋里头去。
And then Ezra went into the house.
他又禁食了。
And he fasted.
因为为百姓所犯的罪。悲伤啊，禁食。
Because he continued to mourn and fast for the unfaithfulness of the people.
然后叫那些首领去召集，把人都召集到这个耶路撒冷来。
And then he ordered the leaders to gather all people to Jerusalem.
那么经过三天之后，全部都到齐了。
And after 3 days, all the men of Judah and Benjamin came.
因为那天又下大雨，大家呢。又犯罪又害怕所以都在发抖
Because it had rained greatly that day Everyone was afraid and they were shivering
于是呢就宣告大家所议定的该怎么做
And Ezra stood up and gave a decree of what they had decided before
十二节说会众都大声回答说我们必照着你的话行
Verse 12 it says The whole assembly responded with a loud voice You are right
那看到大家下大雨站在那边淋雨不是办法
We must do as you say And because he also saw that the people were in the rain And they could not stand outside
他们就想出办法说我们派人这个事情不是一天两天可以办完
So they decided that this is not a matter That they can accomplish in 1 or 2 days
就派首领去清查然后来把这个事情办好
And so they delegated their officials to make a careful survey and to carry out the proclamation.
就这样决定，就开始去做清查。
And so in this way, they commenced the work of cleansing.
查出来了，就写在最后。
And so they found out about the people who had married foreign women, and then they recorded here.
这些人都照所议定的律法书上所说的这样去行
and so
除掉这些罪把罪全部除干净
and so they did according to the law of Moses and to in order to get rid of the uncleanness among the people
以色列的信仰就重生了
and so the faith of the people of the faith of the Israelites were revived
就悔改重生了
And so they repented and revived their faith.
好，我们这里讲到这里，同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.